Hello. It's been a little while since I've seen a human come around here. You don't have to be nervous. I don't intend on grabbing you. Unless, of course, you want me to. Don't worry. I know that if you wanted that, you would have approached me from behind. How long have you been out here, anyways? Your skin looks a bit red. You know that it can be harmful to stay in the sun with such little protection, right? Oh, I see. You were traveling from the nearby village and you were told that it was supposed to be cloudy today. You see, that's the thing about beaches around here. The weather does what it wants to do. That and the Ryu about a day's walk from here is letting her husband recover after the blessing of rain, so. That being said, you should really find somewhere to wait until it gets a little bit cooler out. You wouldn't want your pretty skin to get sunburnt, would you? Oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry. There doesn't seem to be any escape from the sun out here. Although, I might be able to help alleviate some of the heat. You see, my body is covered in a layer of mucus that helps me retain moisture and defend against the heat. Also, it deters the mersharks from picking up on me because they can't stand the way it interacts with their senses. Yeah, many humans don't really like the sensation of my slime on their skin. Not to mention the fact that my kind tend to have urges towards anything that finds its way into our body. Yeah, it's quite common. Unlike my cousins on land, our bodies are soft, and the slimy layer is a bit deeper. Small objects can become lodged in our mucus, and we feel the urge to call those items our own. I imagine that humans would be similar in that sense. Yes, I'm giving you permission to touch me. Feels nice, doesn't it? The perfect mix of cool and warm. It's perfect for a hot day. It also has a bit of a therapeutic effect, doesn't it? Makes you want to lie down in it? Your eyes are fluttering a little bit, and you've only just put your hand in. How long have you been traveling in the sun for? Oh, you must be absolutely exhausted. If you'd like, I can take you to my home. It's not too far from here, just a short underwater trek. My tentacles can be used to give you air. Well, since I know that you're on my back, I'll be able to suppress my tentacles instincts. I think you should be fine. Good. Just stay still for me, okay? You're right back there. They can be a little friendly, but I'm keeping them under control for the most part. Just relax, okay? They have minds of their own, and they can take struggling as either a sign of aggression or as certain monsters see prey. In other words, accept that they're just a very strange bed. And they'll act as such. Or accept that they're the opposite, and you can guess what happens next. I'm gonna go in the water, okay? Just relax for me. How are you doing? My antennae are very sensitive. I'm able to detect the various ways in which a body can express itself non-verbally. It's a lot easier to do when I know someone is behind me. I oftentimes forget about my back half entirely. My sister met her husband after he got his leg grabbed by one of her tentacles while he was swimming. Thankfully, our tentacles are able to create air bubbles around the mouth and nose because she spent the next 3 hours moving in circles because she couldn't tell her husband was on her back. They laugh about it now, but it can be a very big problem, especially when it comes to sea life. It can be a bit annoying to hunt for a fish that I've already captured. Oh, here we are. This is my home. What do you think? Well, a lot of the things that I have here are things that got stuck to me. You'd be amazed at some of the things that I find just floating underwater. I don't know why there aren't many efforts to recover lost ships. Your kind tends to value shiny metals, right? Well, there is a shipwreck not too far from here that has a cargo hold filled with barrels of coins. The mermaids use them for decoration, but most of them just remain where they were found. Anyways, it's much nicer in here than out in the sun. My mucus layer heating up is the absolute worst because there's just no escape from it. I much, much prefer the cool waters or the temperate underwater caves. What about you? Nicer than you expected? I don't blame you. Caves like these can't be found on land, and many of the ones in the ocean require a monster that can breathe underwater to escort those who wish to explore them. Anyways, I was wondering, since you stuck your hand in me earlier, you know how my kind tend to get attached to things that get stuck in them? Well, I kind of like you. Like, not in the sense that a monster likes a human, I think that you seem really nice. A little shy, but nice. Look. If I don't let you down, my tentacles might finish the thought for me. But do you want to maybe try it? I mean, try getting intimate with the slug girl. You would? That's great. I think I'll use my tentacles on you. Yeah, they're really good at feeling around. They're attracted to the various sensitive parts of humans who become trapped within them. Some prefer to coil around the wrists, ankles, and torso, while others move to feel around more intimate locations. I don't have much sensation in them, but I can feel your reaction through my antenna, and judging by how you're starting to shudder, I can tell that they're starting to tease you. Rubbing around your waist, softly coiling around your neck, another one gently poking around your face, the soft, slimy feeling of it making it seem like a kiss. They're designed to overwhelm you, and I can tell that they're doing just that. Your breathing is getting faster, and you're starting to tense up. You can't stop that feeling. They're speeding up, and one is now pumping your cock. Your whimpers are delicious, baby. Just give in to them. That's it. I can taste your essence. It feels so good. I told you, I don't have control over them. Did you think they were going to stop after just one orgasm? I'm sorry, but you have to satisfy them. Just relax for me. Feel them slowing down as they give you time to recover. They aren't cruel. They know that aggressive moments after an orgasm can cause discomfort. They're just as soft and attentive as I am. You have nothing to fear, baby. There you go. Just breathe. I'm right here. They're starting to speed up again. You're still a bit sensitive, but not to the extent that you're uncomfortable. Such adorable cries. You feel like you're melting, don't you? The warm mucus making your body tingle. The soft tentacles caressing you all over. And the feeling of your cock being stroked. It's all hitting your brain at once, and it doesn't know how to react. You can't help but shiver and shake in the embrace of my tentacles. What else can you do but come for me? There you go. There you go. You can't even form words anymore. I have no doubt in my mind that those were the two of the most powerful orgasms you've ever had. And my tentacles show no sign of stopping. You can come more, can't you? I know you can. Shh, I know. I know. Can you feel my tentacles wrapping around your hand? It isn't required to hold you down. They just want to hold your hands to comfort you. They're reassuring you in the only way that they can. They're trying to say, good job. You're doing so well. You are such a good boy. You liked being called that, didn't you? Almost there, darling. Uh-huh. Come for me. There you go. Good boy. I think they've had their fill. Oh, you must be so worn out. I've got you. Oh, you're shivering so much. Here, I'll get on top of you. And have you sink into my body. There you go. That should cool you down. How was it? Oh, that's right. You're probably a bit fried from being overstimulated. That's okay. I'll help you recover. You just rest here. And I'll take good care of you. I think it goes without saying that you're my husband now. You are stuck in my slime after all. Don't worry about anything. I love you. Just fall asleep in my slime, okay?